Geisys has created a really successful brand. And a brand is an emotional connection with people. And when you make a connection, you can scale that connection. And Geisys has been really effective at using propaganda to move their brand along and to continue to expand their footprint. In the face of a successful brand where people are looking at Geisys as a winner, I mean, there really needs to be an alternative narrative put out there. Where are the images of Geisys losing? Where are the images of setbacks actually being placed in their path as they move forward? I think there's a real void in the narrative out there of the public perception.
Do you think that when it comes to most people, right, those that aren't attracted to what Geisys does, which is the majority people, when they put videos out of these horrific beheadings, for example, aren't they in a sense only digging their own grave? Aren't they in a sense turning us away? We have such an aversion to seeing that.
Right. I think you're absolutely right. For the majority of the people in the world, it's an awful image and it's an awful brand. But that's not who they're talking to.
Right.
They're targeting the mostly young men. I mean, if you think in France, 40% of the young Muslim men in France are unemployed. That's a perfect target audience for
someone who feels disenfranchised.
Disenfranchised. They see winning. They see domination. They see success. And, you know, that's a logical magnet for some of those people to turn to. And what from a marketing and branding perspective, what can start to put some boundaries on that is an alternative set of images and an alternative to that brand story, really. I do really question, from a brand building perspective, whether or not there's something that can be done effectively to at least broaden the attitude toward the position of Geisys.
And it's such an important point, given how many people now are radicalized and even trained online through these videos. They don't need to travel to Yemen to get this training and to carry out these horrific attacks.